time.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're very focused, Joe. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests. First timer on Ron Siegel Radio, Katie Radcliffe, welcome.
Hello.
Glad to have you with us. And repeat offender, Mary Walters, welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. 1990, and of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. I like celebrating. There's usually, in some of the celebrations, I can usually find something edible in a celebration. Maybe it's a libation, a drink here and there, but let's see what we've got going on for today. This one fits me perfect. It's National Goof Off Day. I fit that one, and I think I can handle that. Having beaten anorexia, though, I see this one. This is right up my alley. National Bavarian Crepes Day. Yeah, I could go with that one. A little Nutella sauce along the top. I digress. I better get on with the broadcast. Hey, let's look at the markets now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 50 points. S&P 500 up 27 points. NASDAQ up 178 points. Oil is flat. We like oil to be flat every once in a while, but just for the heck of it, should we look at the numbers? Should we look and see what's going on in the oil market, what it's doing to you? Now, we are broadcast. I'm out of Facebook jail right now, so I got to be real, real careful. I did spend a few days in jail, so I want to be careful because I know they put a disclaimer every time I say this to you. But hey, oil prices, gasoline prices, now $2.882. Not in Calizuela. We are paying more than that. That's the national average for a gallon of gasoline. $2.60.9. Once again, not in Calizuela. You got to go to Mississippi for that one. $3.59.7. Strike three. That's Hawaii. They're in the oil producing state. Here in Calizuela, we are $1 a gallon more than the national average. We're paying $3.88 per gallon. Ow! Yeah, and I know that here's what Facebook doesn't like me to tell you, that it's policy from the Biden administration. That's where it's all coming from. They don't want you to know that. Wonder why they don't want us to say those kind of things. But did you notice how the gas prices have started going skyrocketing probably in the last 2 months? Oh, no. Facebook will tell you it's just a coincidence. Okay, well, if you want to believe that, I do have some beachfront property in Riverside to sell you. Maybe we can take care of that for you. Hey, let's move right along and see what else is going on in the world today. The largest border surge in 20 years. Okay, we noticed that one. We've seen it. Let's see what's going on and why. Wait a second. We can't see that because there's a media blackout. Yeah, the federal government doesn't believe that anybody has a way of seeing what's going on the border, so they won't let anybody see it. The problem is the media has finally woken up and realized they can go to the other side of the border and see what's really going on. Yeah, DHS isn't stopping them there. Amazing. You know, I want to see if I can get this schedule. President of the United States, I did get a copy of the president's schedule from last Thursday. Now, I'm going to give you the whole schedule, and I've only got a three-hour window right now to give it to you. But I won't take that long. At 1:15, the president and vice president had their COVID briefing. 2:15, they had their economic briefing. 3:15, Mr. Biden gave some remarks on COVID about how great the Biden administration is doing.
You know better than that.
And that was the whole day. A 2:15 appointment, a 3:15 appointment, and wasn't there one other? I think it's 1:15. Tough day, isn't it? You probably work harder than that when you're on vacation. I digress. I shouldn't say those kind of things. He's the president of the United States. We have to give him credit. As long as he doesn't have to walk up the stairs anymore, we're okay. I mean, we did catch that one as well. Now I know we can't talk about the border. It's not a crisis unless Jen Psaki slips up and calls it a crisis, but that's a different story. 80% increase from January. No, we can't say that one either. But who's coming across the border? 75%, what they say, we're stealing babies from their mothers. Babies from their mothers. 75% of the minors are between the age of 15 and 17. They're males. Now, I know at 15, my mother could not carry me. I'm just throwing that out there. I was a little big for that, but maybe things have changed a little bit. But 75%, 15 to 17-year-olds. Well, let's move right along. NBC News. NBC News. Does anybody believe anything NBC News has to say? But they are reporting that the Biden administration is restricting the information from Border Patrol agents and sector chiefs. Might be true. I mean, this might be the first thing that NBC News has said that's honest and accurate in a significant amount of time, but we move right along. 21 states now are all joining in a lawsuit against the president. I wonder why that would be. I'm going to tell you, it's the Keystone Pipeline. Yeah, the president decided day one the Keystone Pipeline had to go. Let's see. Should I go back and talk about the gas prices again? Do you think that could have any correlation there? Might be being that you're stopping jobs. Stopping jobs. Oh, yeah, I thought he was going to bring in a lot of new jobs. Those are high-paying union workers that are now unemployed high-paying or union workers. I guess they're not. Maybe they're not even workers. I digress. Let's keep on going. Let's see what else is going on in the world today. So we've got the cancel culture. We talked about that, or I should talk about that a little bit. But here's some of the truth. I can't go to Panda Express anymore. I'm going to have a problem with this one because they're going to probably start cutting out all of the restaurants that I want to go to.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
But let's look at a little bit. I have a private news service. I've told you about it before, but there was a story from my private news service. Think about this one. And it might be a little skewed because data is coming from a group called Stop Asian American and Pacific Islanders Group. Do you think they might be biased a little bit? Well, they come out with a report. There are 18 million Asian Americans in the United States. 18 million Americans in the United States. Asian Americans. How many hate crimes do you... Well, these wouldn't even be crimes because if you just call somebody a name, they count that in their survey. How many occurrences do you think of any kind of anti-Asian commentary there was toward these 18 million people? If you said 3,800, you're right. 3,800 out of 18 million over an 11-month period. Is that about, my math is a little slow. Is that about 10 a day, even if just a single word? And I don't condone any kind of anti anything, right? I mean, if you let people be who they are, I couldn't care less. Had a great winemaker, one of my favorite winemakers. She came out. We were visiting her recently, and she said, I'll stay out of your bedroom. You stay out of my bank account. I like that comment, right? It made a lot of sense to me. So I don't like the idea of anti-anything. Maybe Panda Express. Oh, no. I like Panda Express. It's a little expensive for me, but Panda Express is okay. But is this serious that 3,800 out of 18 million is a serious problem in our world. Amazing. Let's move right along. Hey, how about COVID? Is COVID in the news again? Well, you're not going to hear this anywhere else but here. And yes, I know sometimes I get some messages that as soon as I say you will not hear this anywhere else but here, somehow my broadcast stops. I don't know why that happens, but I've been getting some reports of that. 40% of American adults have now gotten one or two vaccines for the COVID virus. 40%. Yeah, Dr. Fauci says we have to keep wearing our masks for the rest of our life just in case we might get a, I don't know, maybe a little gnat goes in your mouth or something. Oh, no, that's the Nationals he was talking about, this baseball team. 40% of Americans. Now, let's see. Maybe they're talking maybe June, July. We can go to concerts. President thinks we can go back to picnics for July 4th. He doesn't know we've already been doing that. He doesn't think we can go back to the beaches. He doesn't know we've already been doing that. Everything else we can do. But 40%. Now, let's think about that. Contrast that. Europe, they're having some problems. Why do you think Europe is having the significant more problems than we are in the United States? You're not going to hear this part, but Europe hated President Trump. So what did Europe do? Absolutely nothing. While President Trump was ordering vaccine from everybody, 11 different companies he placed orders with, didn't know which one would come out with a vaccine, but he placed orders with 11 different companies. So we have vaccine. Europe, they didn't do that because they hated President Trump. Guess how many, what the percentages of the people in the European Union who are vaccinated? 11%. 40% in the U.S., 11%. And guess what? There's a few countries out there that are not even getting any because they didn't do anything. Germany. Right? You don't believe that Germany could have ordered vaccine from anybody in Germany? They make all that stuff over there. Germany, Italy, France, shutting down everything because they've got no vaccines. I wonder what would happen if they would have followed what President Trump did and ordered some vaccine. And I got to get this story in really, really quick because I think it's hysterical to me. Morning Consult did a poll. The least trusted group in America? Hollywood celebrities. Yeah, I could have told you that one. Second lowest, Wall Street with 5% approval rating. Third lowest is the United States government, 7%. Now, on the other side of the scale, the most trusted, your doctor. And we all know that if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Somebody once told us that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. What credit score do you need for a mortgage? Our millennial and Gen Z, we got to add that in there now, are going to talk to us about the monthly market report, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
We're here with
Real Estate Radio is hosted by local real estate and finance expert Ron Siegel. The purpose of this show is to help consumers understand what's really going on in our local real estate market. We're teaching you the why and the how to, so you'll always be one step ahead of everyone else. Whether you need to sell your home for top dollar, refinance and save money, or even buy a bargain in Southern California, Ron Siegel can help. Call Ron directly at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Take advantage of speaking with Ron anytime you're entering a real estate transaction. Having someone who can answer all of your questions that truly cares about you and your family's best interest is priceless. Call Ron Siegel today and you'll be glad you did. 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or you can visit realestateradiowithron.com for more info.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to BlueWaterCredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Trimming of your retirement does not include losing your house. However, due to today's lower stock market, higher medical bills, and taxes, many retirees face this very problem. This is why it is necessary that you, as a baby boomer considering retirement within the next 10 years, understand reverse mortgages and what one could do for you or your parents. A reverse mortgage could make it possible for you or your parents to travel, buy a second home, or start a new business. For more information about reverse mortgages, just call our off-air number at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit realestateradiowithron.com and click the free workshop button.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Well, Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. Even if you don't have any money to make a down payment, they might have a product for you. Give them a call, 800-306-1990. Dow Jones now up 54 points. NASDAQ up 195 points. S&P 500 up 28. 10-year Treasury down 5 basis points. And being that we changed the coupon on the mortgage-backed securities, there's not a lot of good data there. But, you know, something, mortgage-backed securities are doing a little bit better today. Why? Well, we're taking a look at some of the news. Let's see what's going on. Existing home sales, which tracks closings on existing homes, decreased by 6.6% in February at a 6.22 million unit annualized pace. Supply was down 29.5%. From a year ago, median existing home prices was $313,000 in February. That's a national number. Just remember, when we're talking about median and all these different numbers, that's national. Here in Calzuela, you can probably double that. In Orange County, you probably almost triple that. But it's a 15.8% rise from a year ago, and we're going to talk a little bit about what all of the different, or the three of the major bureaus have come up with as far as their final numbers for growth last year. But that's the Mortgage Minute. A short one today because I talked too much in the last segment. I always talk too much. What the heck? But we're going to get that's the Mortgage Minute again, brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. Let's see what we've got going on. Where's the talk this morning? Every month we try and go through something called a monthly market report, and it's a great service that we get from our friends over at Keeping Current Matters. If you're in the real estate industry, I will highly recommend anybody in the real estate industry get a hold of their data from Keeping Current Matters. They put out some great, great data every month. You can even get the Home Buyer's Guide from Ron Siegel Radio. It's a collaboration with our friends at Keeping Current Matters. But today we've got our millennial, Mary Walters. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Gen Z is Katie Ratcliffe. Welcome.
Hello.
I'm really feeling old today. Social Security, here I am. But let's take a look and see what these it's Monday once again. maybe I need some more coffee. Home sales could possibly reach 8 million if we had more inventory. Mortgage rates should remain very low throughout 2021, although we may have seen the lowest already. That's Lawrence Yoon gave us that comment. He is the chief economist at the National Association of Realtors. So, ladies, what do you think? Is there any inventory, overabundance of inventory out there?
No. Same old story for the past few months.
Yes.
Nowhere near enough.
Nowhere near enough. So, are the properties gone before they get on the market, or are they just not coming to market?
Well, I just saw a post the other day that said if it has hit the MLS, it's already too late. So
okay, that makes sense, right? I mean, I see that. It's fascinating when you do see that where it comes up, and I see it come across some of our services, and it says this house is listed by John Doe, and 10 minutes later it says pending.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what you're talking about, Katie?
Yes.
Already gone. Mortgage rates hit a whopping 3%. Since reaching a low point in January, mortgage rates have risen by more than 30 basis points. That's 0.3% for those keeping score. Impact on purchase demand has been noticeable while purchase activity remains high, cooled off over the last few months. That's Sam Cotter, chief economist at Freddie Mac. Okay, ladies, have you seen where purchases have cooled off over the last few months?
Not at all.
I wonder where Sam's looking at. And it could be an issue, though. And that's one of the things that, being that you two are in real estate, I'm just doing a little radio here and there. Have you started seeing any people that were pre-approved at one point that no longer can qualify because interest rates have gone up?
I haven't. Have you?
I have not seen that.
It's coming. Those of us that have been around long enough have seen the interest rates rise. Right? You go out there and you get pre-approved. Most of us stretch. I don't stretch, obviously, but I mean our budget, we try to stretch. Right. And we see, okay, I'm going to see how much I can qualify for. And that which I qualified for at 2.75 rate, when rates go all the way up, now I've got on the screen, I know some people are not going to be happy with me, compliance. 30-year Fannie Mae rate says 3.02%. If you pay 0.6 of a point to get it, a year ago, it was, I can't even read this darn slide. It's too small, but I do have it on my big notes. Right, so last week, 3.09 was the Freddie Mac rate. A year ago, it was 3.65. Again, this is Freddie Mac rate compliance, folks, so we're not giving an APR. I'm just telling you what Freddie Mac had to say. But 3.02. Do you guys remember rates that are much higher than that?
I wasn't around when it was like 18%, okay?
Okay.
Before my time.
Before your time. What's the highest rates you remember?
I think since I've been in the business, maybe pushing like five, like high fours.
High fours.
Five.
I started a long time after she did, so that was.
Now you know what it feels like, Mary.
Yeah. I'm the old one now.
She started a long time after you. What was your number, Katie?
Probably four something, like low fours.
Low fours, okay. Many of us who were around a little longer, right, remember 18? And there's some slides out there that are going to show the exact numbers, even way back in the year 2000 when it might have been 6 or 7. But rates are still near lows. And by the way, the next slide that I've got here actually does show mortgage rates all the way back to 2020. So we're still down, even though we've gone up. Chart's still showing us that we're still way down.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, we can't complain about that. But here's the question that we need to get into, because I know if you were watching, you guys should remember this when it was all the way back in 2020, back about March or April, Gavin Newsom came out and said, nobody has to pay their mortgages anymore in Calizuela, right? We get three months of non-payment. Wonder what happened to people then. So they also came out a little after that with a forbearance plan. So have you heard of many people that went through this forbearance plan?
I mean, a couple. What about you? Have you heard of a lot of people taking advantage of it?
No, not.
Okay. Gen Z, you're still just getting into the first time of buying, right?
Yes.
Okay, so being that Mary is so much older than you, she's heard a couple. I'm way old, so the numbers here, right? 50.8% are paid in full. 33.6 worked out the plan. 15.6 still in trouble. 1.8% repayment plan, short sales, deed in lieu. We all remember. Do you guys remember deed in lieu? Something you read in the history books?
Before my time.
Before your time again. Okay. That was in 2008. That's not even that long ago.
I wasn't graduated high school then.
Okay. You're nine. Okay. I get it.
It is what it is.
So all the way back then. So now what we're really looking at here, 15.6% still in trouble. Well, we know we've really got about a legitimately 9.9% unemployment rate. Right? I know that they want to tell you it's somewhere in the sixes, but 9.9, Jerome Powell came out and actually admitted it after we said it on air about a month ago. But do you think any of that 15.6%, is that where our opportunity is for to help that inventory market?
I mean, I wouldn't say opportunity help the inventory market, because that almost sounds like we're going to go in there and like squeeze them and like make them. But we want to be a resource. We want to go and say, okay, what are your options? Can you stay in your home? You know, is there something we can figure out to help you stay in your home? Or is it something that we need to, you know, try to just save the equity and get you out before you lose it?
And that's the key part right there, I think, is the idea of, you know, not that we ever want to be helping somebody lose their home, mm-hmm. right? But I'd much rather see somebody call a real estate professional mm-hmm. and save that equity than give it back to the bank.
And that's the most important part.
Right. So understanding your options, that's when we talk about that 15.6%. If that's you, give us a call at 800-306-1990. Don't let the bank take your house. There's very, very little reason for that to happen. I can't even think of any reason for that to happen. If you don't have a job, the banks have people to help work these things out. But if you've got equity, you know something, maybe it'll help that sleepless night by calling a real estate professional, cash in some of that equity, get the monkey off your back, and see if that helps. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to also talk about what credit score you need for a mortgage, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Hi, we're here with Ron Siegel, the host of Real Estate Radio. Ron, welcome to the studio. Give us insight as to what your show is all about.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me that question. The reason we developed Real Estate Radio is right now there is an abundance of misinformation out there. So Real Estate Radio is a show designed to give Southern California a focal point for their real estate knowledge, as well as a place to go just in case they might need anything real estate related.
So how are you helping people?
That's actually pretty simple. People need advice. So it really doesn't matter who you are. If you have any real estate questions, we're here to help. Whether you're buying a home, selling, you're experiencing a loan modification, short sale, foreclosure, there are a lot of things going on in this marketplace.
How can people get a hold of you?
Real easy. All you have to do is call. The number is 1-800-306-1990, press option 1.
Interesting times in the market right now. Where do you think the markets are going from here?
That's a great question. All I can say is this. The housing market came down one house at a time, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to build it one house, one family at a time. So the best thing that anyone can do is access the free advice that we really want to give you. And to do that, you simply need to call me. The number is 1-800-306-1990, option 1. I'd really love to help.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you paying rent because you think you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you renting because you don't believe that you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? The Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com, licensed under NMLS 217037. Ron is my lender.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The Digest tells you exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. It tells you exactly what the market believes about your property. And it is compliments of Ron Siegel Radio. What credit score do you need for a mortgage? According to data from the most recent Origination Insight report by Ellie Mae, the average FICO score on closed loans reached 753 in February. As lending standards have tightened recently, many are concerned over whether or not their credit score is strong enough to qualify for a mortgage. While stricter lending standards could be a challenge for some, many buyers may be surprised by the options that are still available for borrowers with lower credit scores. The fact that the average American has seen their credit score go up in recent years is a great sign of financial health. As someone's score rises, they're building toward a stronger financial future. As more Americans with stronger credit enter the housing market, we see a natural increase in the FICO score distribution of closed loans. And if you are watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, any of our socials, or ABC News and Talk AM 1490 video feed, you're going to see this chart right on your screen now. And it still shows that a little over 46% of the people get their mortgages with a score between 500 and 749. So there are a lot of options out there. If your score is below 750, it's easy to see this data and fear that you may not be able to qualify for a mortgage. However, that's not always the case. While the majority of borrowers right now do have a score above 750, there's more to qualifying for a mortgage than just the score. And there are still options that allow people with lower credit scores to buy their dream home. So here's what Experian is telling us. Federal FHA, the Federal Housing Administration loans, 3.5% down, or maybe with down payment assistance, you might be 0.5% down, less than the cost of a new Mac computer. Home buyers may be able to get an FHA loan with a 580 credit score or higher. Conventional loans, the most popular loan type, typically comes with a 620 minimum score. USDA loans, no down payment on that one. 640 is the USDA, although some might go down to 580. Veterans, we appreciate you. There's a lot of scores between 580 and 620 right there for veterans. So no doubt a higher credit score is going to give you more options and better terms when applying for a mortgage. But you can still get a new home loan even if you don't have that higher score. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. Again, the Digest is totally compliments of Ron Siegel Radio. So we're going to get back to our conversation. It's the monthly market report. We are chatting this morning about people that are going through the forbearance program. Now, in the break, I made an assumption. I shouldn't make assumptions because that causes problems sometimes. People don't understand what a forbearance is. So basically, forbearance is the fancy term for not making your mortgage payment. So they did during the pandemic is the laws have been set where people can basically go, and there's only certain loans that this will work for, so it's not universal. But if it is a government-sponsored entity, that would be Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, USDA, FVA, FHA, Those are all basically programs where the government comes in and has said, if you're having trouble with the pandemic, you can get, and if you can fog a mirror, have to, well, you don't even have to have trouble with the pandemic. If you can fog the mirror, you can stop paying your mortgage payment. I think it's just about to expire. 6 months of no making a mortgage payment. If you can fog the mirror a second time, you get another 6 months. But then you have to figure out, what are you going to do? Don't put your head in the sand after that. Then you have to figure out, how are you going to start making payments again? And what are you going to do with those 12 months that you didn't make payments? So there can be some programs will just put it on the end of the mortgage. Some will just put it, you just start making payments. Some of them you can make a lump sum. There's various different programs. 325,000 people will exit the forbearance program over the next 6 to 9 months without a plan. Some, but probably not all of those loans will likely default. Now, this is what Mary was saying in the last segment. This is what we really want to get to you, is don't default. Right? Mary, if somebody has a questions about this, can they call you?
Yes.
Right? I mean, call and find out this. And it's not just a matter of, not just if they want to list a house, right? Mm-hmm. It's about getting information.
Correct. I mean, looking at that, 325 people, that's a scary number.
Right.
Because you don't, like, how much equity is sitting there that could be lost?
Absolutely. And it's lost to the average person, mm-hmm. which means it's going to some investor or a bank. Mm-hmm. They don't need it.
And a lot of people have been talking about, oh, well, the bubble's going to come because all these people in forbearance, they're all going to go into foreclosure. And that's where the vultures are waiting.
Right.
That's what they want, so they can swoop in and, you know, get that good deal.
Right.
But like, as professionals, that's not what we want. We don't want to see people hurting. We don't want to see them get to that point. We want them to save their equity.
So you're going to show them how to save their equity or call the servicer and get on a mm-hmm. plan of some sort.
Exactly.
Don't put your head in the sand. It doesn't work. So let's take a look at inventory, because we did talk about that a little bit. Maybe we talked about it a lot. So we're looking at actual inventory, and it just fascinates me, these numbers. If you look at the number, January 2021, 325,000 units for sale. Mm-hmm. That's a stag. I mean, when you think about that, out of the country our size, I think there's 40 million households, and there's 325,000 houses for sale as of the end of 2021. Mm-hmm. That's according to Altos Research, by the way. To put it into perspective, last year was about double, mm-hmm. and that was bad.
And I think we feel that. Like, going out with our buyers, we feel that with all the multiple offer situations that we've been talking about.
Explain that a little bit. Multiple offer situations and what are you experiencing?
You can talk on it probably better than I can, but
I have not been to a single house. I haven't shown a single property that has not received multiple offers. So
are they listing the property too low and they're getting multiple offers, or are they just there's so much demand?
There's so much demand. There are so many buyers right now, and it doesn't really matter what the house is priced at right now. The interest is just really high on everything. And I honestly haven't been to a house that has not had multiple offers.
Yeah. I mean, it's the basic supply and demand. So the house we closed last week, that I think last time we were, it had just gotten an escrow last time we spoke. It closed 52,000 over asking.
Wow.
50,000. Wow. 30,000 over the appraised value. That's
you're getting into technical stuff here, man.
Yeah.
30,000 over appraised value.
Correct.
And you're allowed to do that?
Yeah. They brought the buyers brought the cash in and they got it closed, and they paid more than they were told it was worth, because to them it was worth it to pay that extra amount to get into a home. They had already been beat out on so many offers. They really wanted this home, so they brought the cash to get it.
So that's a issue that many people don't understand. It is available, right? So when you're talking about buying a house, just because the appraisal comes in at X, that doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. But it means what the lender is willing to lend based on. But you are the buyer. You make the decision. And we know exactly what every property in America is worth. Every property. And it's a specific definition of value. What a willing buyer will pay a willing seller. That's what value is. Now, what the lender is willing to lend on may be a total difference. So that's what Mary's talking about. $30,000 over appraisal, $52,000.
Over asking.
But the people at the end of the day.
Everyone was happy. Yeah.
Right? So the buyers were not upset about getting that property. And what Katie was just talking about, maybe that's what you need. Now, We do have a bid over ask tool that will actually show somebody exactly how long, not exactly, but forecasting how long it'll take to be in line or to have total equity. But, you know, now how long are people staying in that house, right? I mean, if there's so much demand for that property, mm-hmm. could that family put that house right back on the market again?
They could.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think they would be able to sell it for more than what? Was there still a lot of bidders in the world?
Oh, I think there was probably at least 15 offers on that property.
Okay, so now we're getting kind of, I'm going to get kind of technical with you.
Okay.
So there's 15 people bought on that property, or bidding on that property. Mm-hmm. The new value of that property when an appraiser goes out
Is now going to be raised.
Is going to be raised to where that property was.
Yep.
Sold.
They're going to look at the last sales price and say, okay, well, this one sold here. Now all the other values are coming up.
So that buyer is now probably one of the most popular people in the neighborhood.
Who's raised everybody's property right? value.
So now there's going to be people in that neighborhood, and this kind of happens all the time. Mm-hmm. People in that neighborhood are going to start saying, you know something? Well, if John just got this, I think I might sell my house.
We actually got an inquiry over the weekend.
Okay. I guess I've been around a little bit too long to know. So that's exactly what happens. Not something new. That happens all the time, mm-hmm. right? Okay, so... Here, you know, if you're watching us again, I should put this on the screen. I'm going to see if I can figure this out on the fly again. If you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv or any of our social channels, you know, or if you're just listening while you're in your car, don't try and figure this out. Go back and watch us on the replays, RonSiegelRadio.com in the archives. Year-over-year change in listings. So you start looking at these things, and they're way, way down. It's amazing to me when I look at total listings. Is that now again? This is move.com. This is giving us this chart showing listings way below year over year numbers. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing this in Southern California? Is Southern California following suit?
Yeah, I would almost say we're leading the pack.
Leading the pack. Okay, so
I mean, that's just how I feel.
I'd agree.
Yeah. Okay, so again, there's not a lot of properties out there. So if you're thinking that you're just going to go out there and lowball an offer, I'm going to submit to you that you're probably wasting your time and somebody else's.
Yeah, and even the people who are still saying, like, there's a bubble coming, or people saying, well, the interest rates are rising, everyone's going to be priced out of the market. A few people will be priced out of the market. But that's not going to drastically lower the demand that's there. It's, okay, maybe we'll go from 15 offers on every property to 10 on every property. Mm-hmm. There's still so much demand out there that a little tick and, like, the rate's going up. Isn't going to change that.
So what I want to chat about when we come back is let's talk a little bit about this bubble that's coming, or is it? We're going to chat about that. We might go off script here. We've done that every once in a while. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. We don't have a script, so I guess we can't go off script. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, is there a bubble coming? Do we have to worry about rising interest rates? All that and more. Reach me anytime off air, number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, statement, the team will send you a no-obligation mortgage adoption plan. You be the judge if it's right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to map@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporation and MLS 217037 and DCalBRE number 01869452.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Do you believe Southern California real estate is a great investment? Are you a little short to be a cash investor? Are you missing the Social Security card or tax returns? The Siegel Lending Team has the loans for you. Common Sense Lending is back. Yes, there's a cost to higher risk, but the reward can be great. Call today for details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 217037 and DRE number 1869452. You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The featured home segment today being brought to you by my favorite lender, .net. Who's got the property? Where is the property? Let's see if I can find it. There it is. 525 North Angelina Drive in Placentia. Five bedrooms, four full bathrooms. It's even got a name. They call it the Kramer House. I don't know why they call it the Kramer House, because it's on Angelina Drive. But welcome to 525 Angelina, the Grand Dame of Placentia. Prepare to be impressed. Angelina was completely renovated from the studs up in 2006. That's 15 years ago. While keeping the beauty and integrity. Katie, don't say anything about this in 2006. I don't want to hear. Don't go there, Katie.
It was renovated when you were seven.
gleaming wood floors are highlighted by 67 windows that provide fabulous natural light, cove ceilings, wood encased floors, French doors, a wraparound porch surround you on the lower level, main level, master suite, $1,198,000. Patty Gregory has this property, $1,198,000. Let's take a look at some financing options. 10% down, you're looking at $54.63 a month. 20% down, $48.56 a month. 25% down. You got to do this one strategically. You're going to get $39.72 a month. Now, there are ways to do this. We just put some real basic numbers in there. But hey, you know something, to keep those compliance people happy, I'm going to tell you APR is 4.8, 4.6, and 3.583, and MLS 217037. Again, if you want more information about this or any property, give me a call at 800-306-1995, 25 North Angelina Drive in Placentia, $1,198,000, listed by Patty Gregory. Give me a call. So we're getting back to, that's the featured home segment. It's brought to you by my favorite lender, .net. Let's get back to our conversation. Millennial and Gen Z in the house. We're going to talk. So, you know, we usually talk about the monthly market report, but sometimes we get off script, and being that we don't have a script, it's easy to get off script. So we got to chat a little bit about a subject that will put many, many people to sleep, but you need to understand it. So I have to do the history part here because the ladies probably only read this in history books. A bubble. So we had a bubble in 2008, right?
I do remember that one.
You remember that one? Okay.
I was old enough to know sort of what was going on.
Okay. So Mary, Katie?
Yes, I remember.
Okay. So we got it made. So Katie remembers that one too. So why did we have a bubble in 2008? Well, you had two problems going on. Properties were selling very, very quickly.
So everybody thought that you could just, it was like musical chairs, right? Buy a property, like Mary just talked about, right? You buy that property, put it on the market 20% higher, and you'd have a bidding war, you'd sell it, right? Mm-hmm. The other part was, if you wanted to get a loan, all you really needed to do was fog a mirror, right? And even if you didn't fog a mirror, you could still get a loan, because I know a couple dogs that got loans, right? That's kind of the way it was. That's called a bubble. There was no logical, the definition of a bubble, prices going up because prices are going up. There is no logic to it, right? So that's why eventually the music stops, somebody falls off a chair, and the whole, it's like dominoes, they all fall down. Now, right now, we're not in a bubble, right? Because talk about supply, Mary.
Supply and demand, economics 101, if there's not enough inventory and there's this much demand, there's so much more demand,
right?
Not everybody can get a house.
Okay.
And if not everybody can get a house, they're going to start overbidding for the house, like we just talked about,
right,
a couple minutes ago, where someone paid $30,000 more than the house is worth, so they
can get the house. What it's worth. They paid $30,000 more than the appraisal.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes. There you go. Thank you.
Okay. Now, Katie, tell us, talk about demand. Is there anybody out there that's demanding houses?
Everybody? Yeah.
Right? And we all know that even young people are that right now, they can get into a house with like 0.5% down.
Yeah. And especially when the rates did fall, everybody was like, oh my goodness, it's easier, it's more affordable now, even though the prices are rising, because the rates are so low, now I can get in. So sort of like what we were talking about, with the rates going up a little bit, some of those people might be pushed back out of the market.
Yep. Or they might have to go and look for the next price level down, right?
Exactly.
So you might have been able to go and buy a $400,000. Think about that, a $400,000 house. And I know Orange County, you're not going to find a lot of them, but I did just see some recently. But a $400,000 house, all you need is $2,000 out of your pocket, right? Think about that with down payment assistance, right? But that $400,000, maybe you can't buy the $400,000 right now, but you can buy a $375,000.
Yeah.
Right? So instead of buying in Corona, you got to go to Norco.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I'm not putting anything down about Norco or anything. So don't send me a hate mail on Norco.
Just get your boots out.
get your boots out, right? But that's so right now we're really dealing with economics. It's not a bubble,
mm-hmm,
because there's so much demand. There's not enough supply. That's going to always force prices up.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like we've had Simon Polito come on, and we talk about non-distressed auctions. Right. So if people are able to sit there and auction out the house,
mm-hmm,
right, that's how you really get it. And the price just keeps rising.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not prices going up because prices are going up. Prices are going up because there's nothing to buy.
Mm-hmm. They're being driven up.
Big difference there. So if you're thinking about these issues, right now we're looking at about 1.9 months supply of inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm the old one in the room. And I can actually say that I've never remembered there being 1.9 month supply of inventory, basically because there's never been 1.9 month supply since they started tracking this.
Yeah.
Right. 3 to 6 months is a stable inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So when you figure 3 to 6 months, we're about half of that.
Yep.
Or a third. Now we know why prices are going up, right? Pretty simple. So what's going to happen now? Now I'm going to throw this back to you ladies, because this is way out of my world here. So you think people are going to start coming back now that I've mentioned in the opening segment, 40% of the U.S. population has been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't count the part of kids that don't need to be vaccinated or can't, you know, under 16, the vaccine's not available even.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that's going to bring more people to start selling? Do you think that, is there any bearing on people selling properties, whether they've been vaccinated or not?
I mean, personally, I haven't seen an issue. I know there are the people, though, that like hunkered down and got scared, and they were scared to leave their house or do anything. So I'm hoping it will change it, especially as we go into the spring market and the summer market, when things tend to be more active and we tend to see more people sell. I'm hoping we'll see that.
Right. I'm the old guy, so I'm supposed to be saying that I don't, you know, that I'm part of the vulnerable group, right? But you two are not really the vulnerable group. You're young and fit and all that good stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Is it slowing down younger people from going out and shopping if they want a house?
I would say no.
No? Okay, glad to hear that, right? I mean, that's wonderful. So home price appreciation. So this is an interesting one right now, right? So we've got the final numbers of home price appreciation from three different companies. These are the numbers from 2020. Mm-hmm. So are these numbers that, and I'll just read them real quick and then we'll talk about it. FHFA came out with a 10.8% appreciation for 2020. CoreLogic said 9.2%. S&P Case-Shiller says 10.4%. Mm-hmm. Logical? Is that what you guys are seeing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say maybe a couple months ago we were talking about more of the local numbers. I want to say it was a little bit higher than that.
Right. Yeah, so these are, and these, remember, these are median numbers. These are national numbers. Mm-hmm. So California, we might even be a little bit higher than this.
I believe, right?
You believe it's higher, more than that? So now, one of the things, I don't want to end on a down note, but I do want to share with you that when prices go up by 10%, now the norm is 3.8%, historic norm, 3.8%. Calizuela or Orange County, 5.19 is the number for over the last 60 years. But when you get prices going up this high, just remember they can go down just as much. So be careful of that. We want stability. Right, in housing, we're not looking for the big home run, right?
Yeah. I mean, and when we say, like, there's no bubble coming, it's not going to drastically fall, but we're still going to go through normal economic cycles of the ups and downs.
Exactly. That's the key right there, but it's your house. So you're not really looking at it to say, okay, I want to flip it like I did GameStop, right? Now, that's not the issue here. Shouldn't even be buying GameStop anyway, but that's a different story. As always, we ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John and Sean for engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.